KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Amateur baseball last night, the Parks and Rays would defeat Alexandria 11-10 in 13 innings as Frank Sokup would have a ground ball, scoring Landon Sudbeck on an Alexandria air with a game-winning run. Parkston's Carter Summer through six innings allowed three earned runs on four hits with nine strikeouts. Also last night, the Parkston Mudcats would defeat Platt 7-1. Parkston's Mason Herman picked up the victory, allowing one run on four hits with 10 strikeouts over eight innings. Dimmock Emery with an 8-2 win over Mount Vernon. Dane Toman had 10 strikeouts for the Raptors over four innings. Then Landon Waddell, he would have 11 strikeouts over five innings of relief. Winner Cologne defeated Corsica 10-3. Canova would lose to the Hartford Humboldt Gamecocks 2-1. Salem would score seven times in the sixth inning as they defeat Madison 11-6, while Freeman knocks off Tabor 10-7. At the Platt Geddes last chance track and field meet yesterday, Tasia Hawkins of Ethan Parkson won both the 100-meter hurdles in just under 16 seconds and the 300-meter hurdles in 49.48 seconds. Also for Ethan Parkson, it was Kiera Oakley winning the javelin at 109 feet, and Rachel Clock would win the long jump and the triple jump. Wagner's Ashlyn Koppel won the shot put just over 38 feet and the high jump at 5 feet, 3 inches. On the boys' side, Ethan Parkston's Mark Deckert would win the 100-meter dash, while Sean Deckert added victories in the triple jump and the 400-meter dash. The state track and field meet starts next Thursday, runs through next weekend in Sioux Falls. It is the Class A baseball state tournament beginning today at Ronkin Field in Sioux Falls. The number 3 seed Sioux Falls Jefferson takes on the 6 seed Pier at noon today, followed by the 4-5 matchup at 2:30 between Yankton and Rapid City Stevens. Night session begins at 5 o'clock. The number 1 seed Harrisburg takes on the 8 seed Watertown, followed by number 2 Brandon Valley and number 7 O'Gorman at 7:30. The winners of those four games today advance to tomorrow's semifinal. The championship game will be Saturday at 7:30. NBA playoffs as Josh Hart of the Knicks had a playoff career-high 26 points as New York moved halfway to their first NBA Finals appearance since 1999. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night 109-93 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jalen Brunson had 19 points and 14 assists. Mikal Bridges had 19 points, and Karl Anthony Towns added 18 points and 13 rebounds. The Knicks have now won 9 straight playoff games, as Game 3 is in Cleveland tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Western Conference Finals resumes tonight as San Antonio returns home. That series tied at a game apiece. San Antonio takes on the Oklahoma City Thunder at 7:30 tonight on NBC. Stanley Cup playoffs, it was Montreal defeating Carolina 6-2, giving the Hurricanes their first loss in this year's playoffs. Montreal leads the Eastern Conference Finals 1-0. Coming up tonight, it's the Colorado Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Vegas with a 1-0 series lead in the Western Conference Finals. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, May 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.